Saturday's Penetanguishene Stands Together fundraiser for the victims of the September 7th building collapse was bustling with people enjoying free food, bidding on the silent auction, and taking in live music. "We are here for you," said Deanna Palazzo Dalzell, an event organizer, at Brian Orser Hall in the Penetanguishene Memorial Community Center. "Funds raised are going to be distributed to the apartment dwellers who were forced to evacuate and business owners who had to close when two walls at 78 Main Street collapsed. We are going to do everything we can to give you as much as possible," said Palazzo Dalzell, who owns the Pulse Nutrition at 81 Main Street. "It will be weeks before anyone in the multi-unit block and the home at 2 Water Street can move back into their apartments or reopen their businesses, as the demolition of 78 Main Street needs to be completed and work to obtain occupancy permits needs to be done." Mayor Doug Rawson attended the event. "It's the community coming together as one," he told Midland Today. "Everyone, as, contributing and putting those that are affected at the center. This is true grassroots, people coming together for the community." Co-organizer Jill Street Amont said it was really heartwarming to see all the groups that are coming together to help out other members of the community. Reverend Eileen Steele, of the All Saints Anglican Church, and a co-organizer, said she was praying for a good turnout and was not disappointed. "This is so awesome, seeing the community coming together to support the people displaced and the businesses," she said. Palazzo Dalzell named a long list of businesses that made donations, including world-famous Doc Lunch. The Rotary Club of Penetanguishene provided free hot dogs, beverages and snacks. Team Jordan Keller Williams County Elevation Realty provided free popcorn. The Penetanguishene Centennial Museum hosted children's activities. Many other businesses donated items for the silent auction. Salvation Army pastor Amy Thomas told the crowd, some of whom were displaced residents, they can get a free winter coat from the Salvation Army thrift store and apply for a Christmas hamper. A fundraising total is not yet available.